Hi, I'm Zachary from Georgia, and I love the Mickey Mouse podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 53 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, how are your brackets going?
Oh, you're going to ask me that? Really?
Yes, because we're up to the Sweet 16. So,
oh,
yes.
Boy. Let's move on and talk about something else. Okay. So I just wanted to say that I am so tired of winter, and we have another winter storm warning here in New Hampshire, and so tired. I cannot wait to run outside. I think I was in Austin, and it gave me a chance to run outside, and it was a taste of summer, and I just really want to run outside. So, but I do have a shout out, and it is to a very special friend of yours and mine, and I know some other people on our podcast tonight, and his name is Brian Thompson. And Brian, we know that you're recovering from a little bit of surgery, and Brian hasn't run a Disney race, but it is my hope that someday I will be able to cheer him on as he runs his first 5K. So hopefully that'll be coming soon, and Brian, we wish you all the best.
And I'd like to do that with him.
Yeah, he's super, Brian, super nice guy.
Brian, we've got a date. Yeah. On today's show, we're going to start the launching of a series of shows in which we talk about some of the running teams that have been formed for Run Disney events. And we're going to talk about who these teams are. We're going to talk about what their causes are, who's on it, and how you can join if you would like to join one of these teams. And today, we're going to start with Team All Ears. And we have two members from Team All Ears, and I'd like to introduce them one at a time. And the first one is Amanda Gonzalez. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
And Melanie Camphouse, Melanie from Colorado. Welcome to the show, Melanie.
Thanks for having me.
And just to make sure I didn't forget, Amanda is from Gloucester, Mass. Not Gloucester.
Marblehead.
Marblehead. Marblehead, Massachusetts. And before we get started, Amanda, I'll turn to you first. Can you tell us a little bit about your running history with Run Disney?
Sure, Mike. I've been running Disney races for 4 years now. I've run 4 half marathons. I've run the Wine and Dine half. I have also run several 5Ks, and also ran the marathon relay. Love Disney races, best place to run a race in the world, and can't wait for my next race.
And I'm sure that, you know, you speak for all of us. And now I'm going to turn to Melanie Camphouse, who I affectionately call the Colorado Kid. Melanie, tell us a little bit about your running history.
I started Disney races way back in the year 2000. I got a crazy idea. It'd be fun to run a full marathon for the millennium. And that was back when the full and the half were not, they were on the same day. So I started my racing with Disney way back then and have done several halves, another full, Everest, Wine and Dine, a few other races along the way. I enjoy the camaraderie that you get at Disney. There's no race like it in the world.
Yes, that's very, very true. Now I'm going to turn to Michelle. And Michelle, I think the best place to start is to talk about how Team All Ears got started.
Oh, I certainly will. Thank you. So we are going to talk about several different running teams, but this one is of particular interest to Mike and I because we are actually the co-captains of this running team. And Team All Ears started about 4 years ago. It started, Mike and I do blogs and do some writing for a wonderful website called allears.net. And the founder of that website is Deb Wills. And Deb is a breast cancer survivor. And so when we started thinking of putting together a running team, we thought that we wanted to have people run not just go to the races and run together, but run for a reason. And we talked to Deb, since she was a fundraiser for the Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. We thought that if we got a group of like-minded people together to run Disney races, that we might be able to raise some funds to support this wonderful cause. So we, when Mike and I thought about this, we thought, well, maybe we'll get about 25 people together to run. And in that time, I think the first year we had 37, we moved up to 50, till this last year when we had 100 people running the races. And our races are, the, and unlike some of the other running teams, our focus weekend is the January races. So everybody is raising money and meeting together in those January races. And people run the 5K, or they walk the 5K. They run the half, the full, the goofy, any combination. And their fundraising goal is $500. And the reason we decided to make it $500 versus, you know, $50 was we thought that if people had to raise $500, they would have to go out and kind of talk to friends and neighbors about why they were running, so they would spread the word about breast cancer awareness. And it's been very, very successful. And I know for me, I can say it's been a life-changing experience to be able to work with these people. So I couldn't do it. We couldn't do it without the help of many, many people, including the people we call earbuds. They're the people who help us out. And Melanie and Amanda are two of those people. And so we thought that we would get them to come on and help us talk about Team All Ears and let people know about it in case that they wanted to join. So, Amanda, I wanted to ask you if you could kind of tell us about the types of people who are on Team All Ears and where they come from, what their experiences, in case people wanted to join.
Absolutely. People on Team All Ears come from all over the world. They're everyone from seasoned runners to fast runners to walkers to people who have never even bought a pair of running shoes before. Basically, anyone who has an interest in running Disney is welcome on the team. I myself started 4 years ago, and I had not run in or walked in 15 years. And with the support of Team All Ears, I went from not walking but to running a marathon within 1 year. And I couldn't have done it without the support of Team All Ears. So whether you're a walker, whether you're a runner, whether you're a marathoner, whether you're on the couch and thinking about walking or running, you're welcome, and you'll find support on Team All Ears.
And Amanda, where is everybody from? Can you tell us where the folks from Team All Ears come from?
They come from Mexico. They come from Europe. They come from all over the states, in the United States. It's a wonderful, eclectic mix of people, and everyone is welcome.
And when you have as many people as Team All Ears has, when the Walt Disney World Walt Disney World Marathon weekend comes around, that is the best opportunity for everybody to get together. And Team All Ears conducts a series of meets during Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. And the earbud who spends a lot of her time and effort in putting those meets together is Melanie Camphouse. So, Melanie, could you talk a little bit about the meets that Team All Ears conducts during Walt Disney World Marathon weekend?
Sure, I'd be happy to. One of the goals of our meets is that people who have been spending time online together throughout the year, training kind of virtually, gets to finally meet face-to-face. So we have meets. We have at least one official meet every single day. Kind of, we use our weekend. It kind of runs Thursday through Monday, and we have at least one meet every single day. So people who join the team don't need to be worried about the fact that they might come to a marathon weekend alone. You won't be alone. There are 100 people down there who would be eager to hang out with you and spend time with you. We know that some people also bring their families, so everything is optional. You don't have to come to we have one meet we really like to have everybody come to, because that's when we do our fundraising totals and our celebrations. But everything else is optional. It's there if you want it, but again, you don't have to attend. Our meets vary. We have meals together. Sometimes we enjoy Disney's entertainment. We have a dessert party towards the end of the weekend. So the variety of activities is is varied, and it's kind of something for everyone. And we send out detailed information, locations, times, all that good stuff to all the team members in advance so that you can plan your vacation weekend.
It's really fun, and we have a great time doing that too.
Regarding the meets, it's a very, very special time for the team, and it culminates with the traditional Disney dessert, Illuminations dessert party on Sunday night after all the races are done. And Melanie, just for Michelle and myself and for Deb, we want to thank you for all the effort you have put forth, and those meets are successful thanks to you and Brian Camphaus, your husband, who's really both of you have been a great team in putting these together, so thank you.
You're welcome. Happy to do it.
And with that, I'm going to turn back to you, Melanie, and tell us about Team All Cheers.
So a few years ago, we realized that we kind of had a second facet to our team. In addition to all of the team members who were coming down to run the races, a lot of the team members had family and friends in tow with them over a race weekend. And they had questions. They didn't know where to go to cheer their runners on. They didn't know, you know, what time to get on the bus. People who are familiar with Disney transportation can kind of take everything you know and toss it out the window for marathon weekend. And we found that we were going to be a good source for our families and friends of where to go and what to do. So we developed something called Team All Cheers. And anyone can be a member of Team All Cheers. Anyone who supports a Team All Ears runner can sign up. And we make specific locations along the race routes for every single day of the races for your family and friends to go cheer. And we make those locations because we want you to know that if you send your sister out to cheer for you, that she's not going to be standing alone on the side of the road. She can go to one of the Team All Cheers locations and find fellow Team All Cheers members, and we have now kind of become infamous. We started bringing cowbells a few years ago. Deb produced some Team All Ears cowbells, and we have those at every one of our cheering locations, and runners know when they're getting close to one of our cheering locations because they can hear the cowbells way in advance. So we put out very detailed information for your friends and family and you, because a lot of times Team All Ears members might run the half marathon but want to go cheer during the full marathon. So we put out detailed information about where they can join other people along the sides of the road.
And I have to say that Melanie is extremely organized. And so for all of the meets that we have, as well as directions if people want to cheer, we have PDF files that we send out to everybody and lots of information for members who want to go to meets or who want to help with cheering. And as we've mentioned on the podcast before, we cheered on Main Street, and it was really fun, and it was Melanie placed us there. It was her directions that told us exactly where to go, but people have found Team All Cheers to be really, really fun.
Now I'm going to turn to Amanda, and Amanda, I'd like you to tell the audience how Team All Ears makes use of social media throughout the year and to keep in contact with everybody.
We use a private closed Facebook page, which only members of Team All Ears have access to. So everything is private within Team All Ears. It's sort of like a Google for Team All Ears, with everything having to do from running to nutrition to I need support, can you help me, to team meets. A lot of Team All Ears members that live in an area that's close to them will organize a race that they want to go to and then meet up there and then hang out afterwards and grab lunch together or dinner. So it's really a way to really just make friends, gain information, establish relationships, and get support. So many people that are starting, either whether they're seasoned runners or beginner runners, have so many questions about, hey, what do you think about KT tape? Should I use that? Will that help me? What do you use for nutrition on your long runs? What about different running shorts or anything that can help you out there? And everyone is there online to support. We also do a weekly check-in where you can check in with your teammates on how your training is going, any injuries you might have, any questions you have. So it's really just a wonderful community and a supportive way to really support each other and ask questions and develop relationships. I know for myself personally, when I first started, I knew nothing about running. And when I got my first case of shin splints, I was able to ask questions and immediately got tons of great advice about, well, you need inserts, you need new running sneakers, go to a great running store. So we really support each other online. And it's also a great way to just sort of meet new people and develop relationships that, as Melanie was saying, at those meets, you then meet people that you've been chatting with all year long and that you already have a relationship with. And it's a really wonderful way to sort of get information and support.
That's great. And I want to add that Amanda is the person who facilitates the Facebook page for us, and she does a fantastic job. She is one of the best Team Alliers cheerleaders ever. Very, very supportive of the team. And we also have Skype calls about every 6 weeks where people can talk to other members of Team Alliers. And this year we may be adding a few other ways to communicate too. So something we started about, I don't know, 3 years ago is we decided that there are a lot of very new people on the team or people who are moving up from one race to the next. So, for instance, they wanted advice about how to move from a 5K to a half. So we implemented mentors, a mentoring system. And Melanie, this year, is going to be taking the lead in doing that, too, because she doesn't have enough that she does for the team already. But, Melanie, you want to tell us a little bit about how the mentor system works on Team Alliers?
Yes, I'd be happy to. We are asking existing members that would like to volunteer to act as mentors to fill out a short questionnaire telling us what they think their strengths are. And then as new team members are coming on, we are, again, asking them to fill out a different questionnaire asking what type of advice they are looking for. The purpose of the mentor-mentee program is that we have our Facebook page, and that's great, but we want you to feel like you have one person that no matter what, that you can reach out to with any question at all. And that is what we're trying to do with those teams. Our mentors can help in three different areas. First one's fundraising. I know that is a very intimidating piece for people. I was more scared about raising $500 than I was about running a full marathon when I joined the team. And we're here to help. We have people who are amazing fundraisers, and some of them have signed up specifically to help mentor someone in that area. We also have plenty of people who signed up to help be running mentors. So if you, again, what Michelle mentioned, if you're trying to change from accomplish a certain distance, maybe you want to get a PR, maybe you just want to get to the end of a race. We can help with any of those things. And then the third type of mentor we have is a general team mentor. So we recommend this relationship for new people joining the team. Someone who can walk you through, how the Facebook page works, how to do the Skype calls, where do you get a team jersey, all those kinds of things that might be overwhelming at first. Existing members are happy to step in and help. So the mentors can help in any of those three areas or all of those three areas. And that's what we're trying to figure out when we match people. And in that short little questionnaire, we just want to find out where people are from, what their running experience is, and what they're looking for from that relationship. And then we will match them up. And then we're going to check in a few times through the year to make sure that both sides are getting what they need from that membership. That's not the right word, but you know what I mean.
That's great. So, yeah, I know that those mentoring relationships have been really, really fantastic and popular, and I've enjoyed participating in that too. So we do have team shirts that people can buy. They kind of buy them on their own. We have links to artwork and places that we suggest that you buy your team shirt, and that's an optional thing. But it's been pretty powerful experience for all of us. We've all been on it for the past 4 years. And this year we already have about 65 people signed up, and we're going to 100. So we have a few more spots available for new people, but we also have an important announcement that goes along with that. Mike?
The announcement is pretty significant. Team Alliers is in its fifth year. We started 2009 for the 2010 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. And Michelle, to date, we have raised over $200,000.
Over $225,000.
$225,000. We have made a decision for this year, and that is that this will be the last year for Team All Ears. And the reason why Michelle said it's significant is that we wanted to make sure that we were able to make this announcement early in the year so that those who have wanted to join Team All Ears would know that this would be the last year for Team All Ears. And the decision is based on many reasons. For many years, you have seen factions be very successful, and what you want to do is you want to be known as a group that was very successful and ended very successful, and that this year is going to be our last and best year, and everyone on the team is excited about making this a banner year, and so we wanted to make sure that everybody knew that this would be the last year you could join Team All Ears. And with that, Michelle, would you please tell the audience what they could do to join Team All Ears?
Sure. So we are opening up membership right after this podcast is released. And if people want to join, they're going to actually email me, michelle@teamallears.com. And you have to agree to raise $500. And we will add you onto the Facebook page. You have to be signed up for either a 5K, a half, or a full for the January race weekend only. And although many of us go down at other races, you know, Mike and I are certainly there a lot. I know Amanda and Melanie are there a lot, and as are other people on the team. But that's our big weekend is the January weekend. So once again, you would email me at michelle@teamallears.com. And even though this is the last year, this is going to be the best year, I know, because we are very, very excited. We have some fantastic veterans, and we're very much looking forward to meeting new people and welcoming new people on the team, too.
And we are hoping to take that total that we have raised so far, and we want to reach a certain magic number for next year. So we're hoping that this is going to be, and we know that this is going to be a real exciting year. So I don't know if there's anything else that we want to add. Michelle, Amanda, Melanie, have we covered everything? I guess we have. So that again, Michelle, do you have any last words?
I wanted to thank our guests for being on here. I think they have for 4 years contributed a significant amount to the success of the team. And so I want to thank Melanie and thank Amanda for taking the time to help us launch Team All Ears 2014.
And that goes for me too. And again, this is just the beginning of our series on running teams, and we'll be talking about another running team in an upcoming podcast, and we hope to talk to others. So if you are a team that is focused on many races, including Run Disney events, please contact us, and we'll love to talk to you about coming on the show so you can talk about your team, talk about your cause, and hopefully help you get more members. So having said that, again, I want to thank Amanda and Melanie, and I want to thank Michelle. And for those three ladies, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road. Yeah.